Hi guys, and welcome back to Travel Troubles. I'm Sean, this here is Holly, and here is
Lauren.
And we come to you each week to give you our travels and our troubles. Our troubles about our travels and each other. What a week it's been.
Been a fun week.
Is everyone happy?
Yeah. Are you happy with the air conditioning being on?
Yeah, the air conditioning's on, so it's fine.
Okay.
I'm playing with the audio. They can have the air conditioning in the audio because I'm not sitting in this heat without the...
Sorry, princess.
Yeah. It's all about you.
Wow. And it is. That is 100% true. It's all about me. Always is. What's up, Polly?
Your existence.
My existence. Who wants to talk about this week and tell the lovely audience what we've been up to since they last saw us in Koh Lanta?
We nearly ended up in jail.
Yes.
Yeah. That was fun.
We went on a Phi Phi Island tour and got held hostage at Bamboo Island.
Yeah.
Because their tour group were dodgy.
We think.
Oh, there's something really dodgy about it. Again, you need to watch the Phi
Phi. The video on Phi Phi, yeah.
But we still don't know what happened.
But you're also taught or told when you come to Thailand that Thai police will take bribes. So we don't know if it was one of those situations either.
Because yeah. It was the
park ranger.
Park ranger for the national park. But
wanting
so
more
we
money.
Don't know if it was them trying to be at it and scam everybody, or if it was our tour guides that actually didn't pay
the park
for everybody
fee.
To go to the Phi. But they basically took a poor English guy away on his tod, and then his wee pal disappeared to go find them, and we were all just sat there like
for 45 minutes.
But they took the wrong people, like you said, because we all would have just gave them money and just been like, yeah, on you go with us. And we're like, we're not getting you anything, we're not getting you anything.
Proper, like...
They're proper Londoners.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, we paid our money, deal with it. Like, literally, that's what they were like.
But then I think it was that our tour guides were trying to say, like, yeah, we did pay. I don't think it's very confusing.
They were trying to make out that we paid and got our tickets at another place, and the other people were saying, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
And I don't know who to believe, because...
And it was very...
The tour guide did seem pissed off, like, when he was explaining what had happened.
It was very hush-hush as well. Like, no one... We weren't really told what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it was very...
There was no apology, there was no...
But
until the very end, when he was like, oh, I'm sorry for, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you're getting 5 minutes less, or 10 minutes less at this place that you want to see.
Yeah.
That was a massive part of the tour.
Yeah, anyway.
But I kind of like, when everyone was off the boat, we kind of did like, right, everyone, when we get off to the next place, we all take all of our stuff just in case this boat isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it was that dodgy, and it was like, But yeah, it was fine. We made it back.
I thought that was a very good tour.
It was. Annoyingly, it happened towards the end, and it kind of killed the
last
bit.
Yeah.
What else have we done? We've travelled from Koh Lanta
to Phuket.
To Phuket, and that was via many boats, and I got called fat on the way.
Yeah.
By a man
who had a... asked how pregnant you were.
Yeah.
Which was...
Even worse.
Yeah, and it was really out of the blue. Like, I hadn't spoke to the guy, nothing. And then he just
comb over of all comb overs.
Oh, yeah.
And then abused you for eating a packet of crisps.
Comb over king had a problem with me, but that's not a problem. And
he tried to do it so friendly as well. Yeah. He was like, oh, how many months?
Wow.
I haven't spoken. A terrible, like, German accent, and I do apologise.
I thought that was Father Christmas.
And then we got massages.
We got massages.
Oh, we did get massages.
It was really good.
And yeah, the massages is kind of the reason why my travels is for both of you. So I've never had a massage before. And these two are like, yeah, let's go get a massage. What?
I'm like, where are you going?
Massage would be great. And I was like, well, I'm a bit wary about massages in Thailand, you know, like you hear a lot of things that they give you. And Holly's like, that's fine.
Slap round the face, because that's what you deserve.
Holly's like, no, that's fine, fine. You'll be with me. And then they asked us if you wanted to be in a room, and us two, and well, you two first of all. And mm-hmm. Lauren went, no, they've two been in a room, and I got on my own. Yeah, I didn't realise that how genuine I got scrubbed. Yes, I didn't get touched in my front region, but my back region, which I love talking about in this podcast, got very much cleaned. Let's just say I didn't need a bum gun after that.
Yeah,
I got scrubbed thoroughly.
But how's that?
We'd never had a body scrub before, so yeah. We didn't know.
I feel like
you were even blamed as well.
Yeah, you feel like you just went in.
No,
like, you can't see.
Also, nothing. That was our first experience in Thailand.
Yeah,
also, in the Western world, they're not that thorough.
Be lucky you don't have boobs, because let me tell you, I think it was more uncomfortable for me in Holly than it was you getting your bum cheeks rubbed. Like,
but saying that, it was a very good massage.
It was
a brilliant massage. And that isn't actually my travel troubles.
And the little needlepoint bruises that you can see up and down Sean's arm is because of the time masseuse was kicking the living daylights out of him.
At one point, she wrapped her legs right around me and this
got me set up on the bed.
I was like, and then at one point she somehow like grabbed me behind the shoulders, and I thought she was about to like
pin me down. RKO
she nearly did, because she fell off the bed.
Yeah. But notice his posture. It's better.
But the one thing they do need to notice is my t-shirt.
Your Saigonia t-shirt. So,
this is the one that I bought in Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City. And the one that I mentioned about your dad needs to.
Yeah. Because dad loves Patagonia.
Yeah.
And Patagonia is everywhere in Thailand and Vietnam. And of course, Sean had to get the worst one of them all.
Oh, one is a really bad top, and I think this one kind of covers it. Yeah. So, anything else you want to add about this week before we start moaning about each other?
No.
Oh, should I start then?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start with Lauren. Okay. And this one's like a positive, a negative, and it's not really your fault. It's not really a positive, to be fair. It's a negative, but it's not really your fault.
It's just my existence.
And it's the fact that Lauren's leaving today.
Oh, yeah.
And the positive, the fact that she's leaving today.
No, she's not leaving today. She leaves tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, but this is our last day. And the negative is a two-part. One, because you're going, and we've had quite a lot of fun with you. Yeah. You've been great on the podcast. You've been great on the videos. People are probably going to enjoy it. I haven't actually released any of the Thailand videos yet, so we don't know what they're going to be like. They might do super well, and I might have to call you back out here to do some more filming. And we might just have to travel the world as a free, which is just really weird. But my second part of the negative is the fact that you going home soon knows that we're going home soon. And that's because we always said, like, when Lauren comes out, we've got like a month left.
Yeah.
And now it's like, when Lauren goes, we're literally going to be like,
we've got 2 weeks left.
We're not seeing much more, and we've got.
No,
yeah, so your marker of you leaving is a marker of us nearly going, so that's your negative.
Trust me, I don't want to go, so it's fine.
I don't want to go back to like 8-degree weather.
I actually can't even deal with, like, I'm scared.
I'm not going to have a sweaty back, I'm going to have icicles on my back.
Yeah. It'll probably be sweaty with cold sweats rather than my, like hot sweats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not looking forward to going back.
No, it's very sad.
But your positive has been, you've been great for the last 3 weeks. So I know it's just a very, like, it's an easy one to do, but you have been really good. And I've been editing the videos.
Yeah.
And, like, you've kind of worked well with us. I know, like, you don't have a microphone on now. You speak up when you know that you need to speak up.
Yeah.
You're very good when it comes. I know you've done a lot of videos before with us. You're very good at knowing how we work the videos.
I just chat nonsense, to be fair.
And a lot of the things I have to cut you out, but that's not the problem. You talk a lot, but we don't really edit much of the podcast, so we get a lot of that nonsense.
Yeah.
So we start with your negatives and positives then, Holly.
What, not positives first, no?
Positives?
You don't have one.
I do have one. I'm not thinking of one right on the top of my spot while I'm just trying to stammer. My positive for Holly is the fact that I look like an idiot most of the time. Bear with me.
Oh, where's he going with it?
This isn't my only rubbish shirt that I picked up on holiday. I've got a lovely one here from Phi Island. If you can't see it,
Island, first of all.
It's just
also, if you flip it to the back, you can actually see what it looks like.
If you can't see it and you're listening to it, it's just a vest top with a logo.
It's not just a vest top. It's a vest top that's cut down to your hips at the armholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not watching again and you're listening to us, You can't see that I'm wearing a ridiculous headband. And it is ridiculous. I know it's ridiculous, but I have to wear it because it stops me going blind. And
stops the sun cream running in his eyes.
The sun cream.
And so my positive to you is the fact you let me look like an idiot just for my own comfort and joy. So that's a lovely positive.
Paula looks fabulous enough for both of you, so it's fine. She brings you up.
I just like to look like I'm doing charity work.
Yeah. Wow. Doing her bit for the community.
What's my negative then? Go on.
I don't know what a negative is yet, but so I'll move on to your negative in a minute, but I'll let you guys do a couple of things first.
Oh, you're taking the flake out. Wow.
What?
You're waiting to react to a negative.
Sorry. You go first, Sean, every week.
Go on. You normally go first because you like to hear yourself talk.
Yeah.
I do like host this normally. When there's two of us, it's quite balanced. When there's three, I have to kind of like...
Yeah. I know, my negative about Sean is... How do I say this? Not bad England.
Not bad England.
How unaware... It's like went completely out of my head. You're not self-aware. You're unself-aware. You're not self-aware. And the reason that you're not self-aware and you don't... realizes before we started filming this, if you're watching this, you'll spot the lovely stain on Sean's shorts.
Potentially.
But Sean thinks that you guys don't know that he's a manky guy.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks that you don't notice that he spills food down the front of himself, or like he's
regularly.
Yeah. He stains something, or he just looks like a general moron sometimes with his headbands and his No, I'm kidding. But
take it back, my positive then.
You don't think people realise what you're actually like at times. And it's like you've got you separate like funny backpacker Sean and Sean.
Yeah.
They're the same person. Like,
you are getting genuine me.
Yeah.
But
you, I don't think you realise that they're genuine.
I think you decompartmentalise them sometimes, because obviously if you've ever watched Sean's old videos, they were different entities.
They're not even on YouTube, so you can't.
No.
You can probably
find
you
them.
You probably can if you did some searching somewhere. Yeah, but yeah, they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what's my positive then?
Oh, I just got your negatives.
We've kind of not thrown caution to the wind with the budget, but we're also like, man, we're on the home run.
Right. Yeah.
So like, for the last 3 days, we've been over our budget by like 20 quid at most.
Yeah.
But we've done so much.
But we've went and got massages done. Tonight we're going to see a cabaret show. We've stayed somewhere that's would have been completely out of our budget when we were travelling this time last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we travelled on so much of a tight, like, much more tighter budget last time round, when we were trying to do it for £50 in Europe, which is unheard of. We've been doing it on about 80 here.
Yeah.
But it's because we know, like, when you're out here, I think you're not constantly having to think. So, like, blowing your budget by, like, 20 quid is nothing.
No, but you get so much for that 20 quid to blow it by.
Yeah.
Another thing you did mention the other day about Lauren, you said about when Lauren travelled to Italy, if you didn't do a tour then, you can always go back to it. Over here, it's kind of like...
It's not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, because I imagine I will be back in Thailand at some point, but...
You want to make the most of it while you're here, you don't want to kind of just...
I don't want to go back and be like, I should have done this, I should have done that, I should have done this.
We could have done that. So we've seen so much, haven't we, in the last couple of weeks. It's...
Yeah. Which has been good. It's been lots of fun.
Yeah. Go on in, Lauren. You've got some. I can see you itching with your negatives
it's
now.
It's just only because they popped in my head while you've been talking. And your negatives are interlinked.
Oh, wow.
So let's start with you, Sean.
Ah, joint negatives.
And then, Holly's. So yours is, this week especially, and Holly will back me up with this one, is the ADHD brain has been very much real this week. And it's always there, and you're always a bit like, whoop, distracted. the amount that you've pulled out that laptop to do editing, yeah, and then just literally like an hour later, you'll have been like,
oh, shiny.
I've not really done anything. I'm not actually really editing, but it's all on the laptop now, so it's fine. And we're like, you've been there for an hour. You've sat in your
What have you been
chair.
Doing?
Like, it's been really bad. You've just not, and then yesterday you're all, oh, I'm a day behind. We're just like,
I wonder why.
yeah, so it's been real, and it's not just for the editing thing, just everything. You're like, you'll just also suddenly just go, okay, guys, come on, let's go, we're going. And me and Holly.
Oh, that's like, me all the time.
Me and Holly are like, you've not done your routine yet, settle down. Like,
but he tells me, hurry up. Why haven't I got your shoes on?
Us need to put a pair of shoes on or go to the loo before we leave, because Sean's ready to go, so we're all ready to go.
He's been like that since day dot.
Yeah.
Day dot.
I've not spent this much time on them, like.
Oh yeah, day dot.
Without a break. Of it. But yeah, your negative is how annoyed at him you get. You're just like, it's so funny because sometimes you'll be absolutely fine and you'll just be like, it's Sean being Sean and doing Sean things. And then other times you'll be like, can you actually not? It's so mad at him. And then it makes me more annoyed at him because I'm like, do you know what? It's really annoying. And then I just sat there and I'm like...
The washing this morning was the perfect example.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. So I was up before these guys and I'd sorted my washing and put it in the machine and stuff. And when they got up, I was like, I put my stuff in the machine. Like, when you guys are ready, let's get a wash on. Get it out to dry. Blah, blah, blah. Sean's like, yeah, right, go. Get all the stuff.
Sean gets all the stuff.
But then sits on his laptop because he gets distracted.
But he sat on his laptop because he thought I was still adding things to it, even though the pyjamas that needed wash were already in the basket for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. So then eventually the washing comes out, Holly puts it on. Me and Holly sit and read our Kindles for a bit and the washing machine finishes. And Sean's just still in. I don't even know what you were doing in the bedroom. You just disappeared and we're just like... And then me and Holly put it out. Hung it up and then we're like, oh, Sean,
the hard work's done, you can come out.
Yeah, that washing's done, and literally 2 seconds later, out he pops and he appears. It was very convenient that your son.
And then he had demanded that we sat and filmed this podcast.
Anyway.
But you know what?
Yeah,
that's because we were ready to go. We were ready to put our shoes on and get out the door.
And then you're like, have you got your negatives and positives? And I'm like, no, but no, it's fine. Right. Your positives have just been letting me come along and hang out with you for 15 weeks. That's been very fun enough.
Yeah.
Fatherly.
Before he starts slagging me off, because we know it's coming.
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Lauren's positive this week is you've put up with him.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's been difficult, guys.
You now understand.
I understand more than
that. You've now been enlightened to me.
You were annoying, but now I know exactly how.
But not even in the sense of just Sean being Sean, having to jump on board with this.
Yeah.
And having a camera in your face, you know, 6 hours out of the 24 hours a day.
I was going to say another negative, but I think we've done it last week, actually.
What was that?
Did we do the maths last week?
Yeah, I think so.
My negative about you two, you've got another one, Lauren.
Oh, I've got another one. Thanks.
You're giving her 3 then?
It's her last week, so she's
going to be crying on that flight home.
If you see me on a flight from Abu Dhabi to London, mind your business.
So, recently I found a really cool game on Netflix. And I was playing it nicely.
Why did you find that game, though?
Because, okay, we were looking for it, and you said,
I gave you my Netflix login.
Yeah, and it's like a Farmville game. If you play Farmville on Facebook, it's called Country Friends, just to advertise it.
I'm glad
no sponsor.
Real name and not what we've
And this game, I was playing nicely on my own, and Holly started playing it, which is fine. And then Lauren started playing it, and now it's the most competitive game ever on our phone. It's meant to be Farmville. Like, we sit there at some times, like, this is what, off, well, we're not, like, we just got back after traveling a long day. Bradley's here. Have you know what Bradley is? It's this whale that wants loads of orders. And he's like, you can do this, Sean. You can do this, Sean. And I'm like, oh, okay. This game's no
right,
more.
Right, to be fair, you're only annoyed because you need to do all the difficult stuff because you started playing it before us, so you're further ahead. Yeah. That's not our fault. You need to get some time off your phone.
But then, perfect example for that. I'm like four levels behind Sean, I think. And he's like, oh, I need to hurry up. I need to get...
She's catching up with me. It's like he doesn't want to be the only one able to make things on this stupid game.
It's a really bad
like,
game.
It's really bad. He doesn't want to be the only one to make stuff, but he doesn't want us to be able to make anything and be on a level with him. What do you want from us, Sean?
Do you know the thing that's really annoyed me about this game that we're playing? Uh-huh. We're playing it together because we're all sitting here and we're like, it's a bit of downtime. It's literally just a downtime game.
Yeah.
I know full well. Tomorrow, we're never going to play this game again. But we've been playing it so obsessively when we get in that we need to complete these orders.
That's not even when we get in.
Bradley's going to starve when he comes later.
It's not even when we get in. Oh. We were sat at the restaurant, was it yesterday or the day before, waiting on our food coming?
Yeah.
And we were like, well.
We sat outside in the pool on it.
No, don't talk about sitting outside.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't have a pool rant.
Oh, how many minutes left have I got on my camera? Six. We've got enough minutes. Let's go. Right. We've got a pool here. Let's talk about it. Who wants to rant about this pool downstairs?
The pool is fine. The pool is not the issue. It's a lovely pool. It's a nice temperature.
But I didn't realise that Sean and I had three kids.
Yeah, there's a creche. It turns out it's a creche of a pool because a lady puts her no more than 4-year-olds.
Couldn't swim, couldn't keep the head above water without floaties
so
on.
Could barely walk. Like,
runs,
I think it was younger.
The older one. So the little girl comes out and she's got her floaties on and her goggles that she doesn't actually have on over her eyes and then wonders why the water was getting in her eyes, but that's a whole different matter. And she just leaves.
Leaves us to watch the kid. Yeah.
Just by herself. And obviously, like, we're not responsible. Like, Holly and Sean are still in the pool at this point. And then she comes out with the grandson and just starts putting stuff on the end of Sean's bed. And I was like, what are you doing? And she ignored me. And then Sean was, like, shouting over at her. And she ignored him.
She was changing the kid's nappy on our sunlanders.
No, she wasn't changing the kid's nappy.
She was taking it off.
She was taking the nappy off.
To put it in the pool. And I was like, well, I'm getting out of the pool.
Without a swimming or anything on.
This kid was two.
Yeah, maximum.
At the most, 18 months probably. And then she went back inside and left this tiny, tiny human.
He'd already fallen into the pool at one point. Like,
uh-huh. That's how it got into the pool. It fell in.
Yeah. And then, like, it had floaties and stuff on. But we were obviously, like... We're not terrible human beings. Like, if the kid was drowning, we're going to go in and help the kid. But, like, it's not our...
You also knew in that situation, though, if something happened to the kid, we'd be at fault.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What did you do to the kid? What are you doing to my kid? Yeah. Even though we're literally, the kid would be drowning, I'd have to go in and
like,
pull him out.
Yeah. And then, like, the grand eventually come out and stuff, but the glares that we were getting because we had the audacity to have the three sunlanders that was near their apartment.
Not nearest, not like outside, it was just the nearest ones.
Yeah.
There was about 12 of them around the pole.
If that, yeah.
She went back inside to get changed, so she must have left them for about 10 minutes all in all.
Yeah, we were going, what happens if something happens? We were literally thinking about it. Like, we had to put down our, like, I probably had to put down our games.
I had to put down country friends. Yeah, because I was sitting trying to just read my Kindle.
It's like, I understand that there's cultural differences, right? This woman was... She wasn't from here.
We think potentially Russian.
Bulgarian sort of area.
We're not sure.
Eastern European
but
some variety.
I was like, is that normal? Did we just put kids in water and then just bugger off and leave them? Like,
She wasn't in view of the kid when she went off to get changed. There was no way.
She was like, if the kids were right at like their bit of the pool, like in front of their apartment.
Yeah.
And she was quickly like, she'll have, like, you'd be, it still wouldn't be my choice to do that, but, like, you would understand.
And then she also let the kid just run around the edge, the lip, literally the lip, there was about...
Oh, my God, I thought it was going to fall into
6 inches.
Yeah.
And it was, running around the outside the pool, and I'm like, if I'd done that as a kid, I'd be getting a telling off.
Didn't one of them
back it off as well?
Didn't one of them take, like, a toy bike or something in the water and stuff like that?
No, there was a kid that was running, had one of the pedal bikes.
Right along the edge of the pool. But that kid, to be fair, wasn't at the pool. It was just going past, but it was still it was a choice. And then the kid had his fire truck thing.
Yeah.
In the pool and all that. But it was just...
It's chaos.
This pool, one, I think there was like 8 or 10 signs not to do it in the pool. Where it's like silent.
No jumping in the pool.
It's literally designed as a... It's just an exercise pool. Not really just silent in the pool. Yeah. They weren't silent. They're screaming and all that. But fair enough, the kids, what are you going to do, right? Keep an eye on your kids at all times. Oh, yeah, the kids run around naked. She took the clothes off the kid at one point.
Yeah, which was another one. Always have swimming costumes on. Yeah. No urinating in the pool. You've took a nappy off a two-year-old. What do you expect is going to happen?
Yeah.
Literally about... Everything that was on the sign,
yeah,
she did.
They probably broke about 5 out of 8 at least. Yeah.
And you're like, they're not like, just to be like...
Yeah.
They're there for your safety.
Safety signs they are. Yeah. I'm just like, wow. Anyway, we're going to stop because I know that I'm running out of data on this memory card.
Shocker.
I know. I've got all this editing that I've got to do still. And I will see you again...
next Thursday.
And I'll see you again...
Soon.